To say the least, Donald Trump has run an unconventional presidential campaign. He was a strong attack dog. He used little ground game tactics. He turned a brand name into a high candidate name recognition. Until recently, he went without the support of the GOP hierarchy, and instead of cooperating with the news media, he attacked them directly by name. While Trump has been dismissed and criticized each step of the way for doing all this, guess what? Yeah, it worked, and rather well, didn't it? My next guest joins us to discuss Trump's handling of the news media, and whether this is a hint of things to come. He's a veteran of major market media, including NBC and Bloomberg, author of the book It Shocked Even Us, Frank Cipolla. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Chris, and thank you so much for having me on today.
Great to have you here as well. Now certainly in your career, you've come under your share of abuse. I mean, after you spent time in studios with Don Imus, Howard Stern, you dealt with Rudy Giuliani.
Yes.
So, you know, put us in that side of the fence, because as the viewer, we primarily see Trump throwing and not what's tossed at a news person is being caught. What does that do as far as how you do your job, how you take it, and how do you keep access? I guess is the major key, because that's the basis, the foundation of what you have to do: report the news and be able to get to the news.
Well, there are several issues here, Chris. Number one is I really don't know. I think it began with Giuliani, when the model of the politician who insults his constituents or her constituents became the norm. But sadly, it's becoming more and more the model. It started with Giuliani. I covered him. He was very rude to the press always. And somehow that enamored him to the general public. And then, of course, Governor Chris Christie bubbled up, where he told veterans and people at press conferences to shut up and sit down. And somehow that was attractive to the constituency as well. And now we're seeing it on the national stage. Now, what worries me the most is that Donald Trump has attacked the news media blatantly. There have been many, many politicians over the years who have privately thought that the news media and reporters specifically, those they did not like, were reprehensible. But that was always privately. They spoke about that privately, Lyndon Johnson, Nixon, and so on and so forth. But now we have a candidate who is actually talking about this publicly and calling reporters sleazeballs and so on and so forth. And that is really destructive. It's destructive to the democratic process, and it scares me tremendously. Dan Rather wrote an op-ed a couple of days ago and mentioned this as well. It scares reporters, and it should scare every single American when you have a candidate who is trying to turn the general public against a reporter. It is very reminiscent of Hitler. It's very reminiscent of a dictator, and it worries me tremendously. Number two, you mentioned accessibility. That is very important to a reporter, and what I have seen over the years in covering both politicians and others, they are using accessibility as a weapon against reporters. They are essentially telling them, look, if you write something badly about me, I'm not going to have you at the next press conference. You're going to be banned from the next press conference. And then your news director or the station general manager wants to know, why weren't you at the press conference? Well, if you're doing your job and you're accurately reporting and you're criticizing a candidate, which is what you're supposed to do when he or she does something wrong, then you should always have accessibility. You should not The candidate should not use that accessibility, or politician use that accessibility and maybe critique of his administration against you. So I'm seeing trends here that worry me tremendously, Chris, and this is not the first interview I've done on this, even this week, because Trump has taken it to the next level, and it worries me.
Well, before, you just mentioned how Trump is influencing how the American public would think about the news media, but isn't it the other way around, where I'm a big reader of not just the articles and columns people write. I look at the comments sections on the bottom. There could be hundreds, even thousands sometimes, but I'll bounce around. Granted, they're not a broad brush of the coast to coast of America, but they're a good representation of the active election-focused and issue-focused American. And they're certainly critical of the news media. So is it, in fact, Trump catching up to what the American people are thinking about the news media? And that's one of the ways he's made this huge connection that he has as a candidate.
Yeah, I think you bring up a very good point. I think a lot of people do not have a good opinion of the news media. Some of it is self-inflicted and some of it is not. The part that's self-inflicted is when we believe that if a woman is pretty or a man is especially handsome, that he or she has journalistic experience. And that's not the case. You know, it wasn't so long ago when I broke into the business where you had to pay your dues before you were on a major market television station or a network station. Nowadays, it's cast almost as if you're casting a show. We need the light-skinned African-American man. We need the Asian woman. We need the Hispanic woman or good-looking one. You know, and that is corrosive. That is corrosive because people see that and they understand that the only reason that this young man or woman is on the air is because they're handsome or beautiful. So some of that has been self-inflicted. There's no doubt about that. The other part of it is some of it has not. I was watching a show yesterday on one of the cable networks, and this young girl who had to be all of maybe 17 came on and did a newscast. And granted, it was a cable station aimed at young men and women, so I could understand that. But people see that. They also see shows like the show that Jon Stewart hosted, and they are melding comedy and news together and understanding, in their mind at least, that news doesn't mean that much anymore. So serious news, honest assessment of a candidate's ability, of a candidate's quality for high office, is being diluted by what I call nonsense news out there that people are only looking at because the woman is very beautiful, the man is very handsome, or they want to learn about the Kardashians, what the latest is with Khloe Kardashian and so on and so forth. So some of it has been self-inflicted. Some of it is the way the media has expanded in such a way that there are many different formats that people consider news nowadays.
Dr. Frank Cipolla, veteran of NBC, Bloomberg, Cablevision, and author of the book A Shock to Even Us here on Issues and Ideas. So is that a bad thing if the news media is challenged by a candidate? And why not, if you are that target of that challenge, you have a platform as well? I mean, you don't want to get into the one-on-one because you don't want to do a Geraldo or a Megyn Kelly and become the story, because that takes away from you right there. But you nevertheless have at least the platform, and not on your job. You can certainly find an online outlet or a print outlet outside of your platform to say, well, here's what I've been accused of. Here's why that's wrong.
Well, you make a very good point. There is absolutely the ability of the candidate to criticize a reporter or its coverage. But here's the key. You need to do that in a polite fashion. You don't call somebody a sleazeball. You say, look, you know, I understand what you're trying to do, but I disagree with you. Here's why I disagree. When you start calling reporters names, then there's a situation in which the respect or any respect that reporter had or the organization is corroded to such a way that it might lead to violence. And we've seen this happen again and again. I've done many a live shot on the streets of New York in which I was treated very poorly. In fact, one story I was doing, there were people on the 20th floor of this high-rise in a disadvantaged neighborhood who were throwing batteries on me during the live shot trying to hit me. It's never good because we represent the First Amendment, and coverage to covering any candidate is so very, very important. We're essential to the democratic process, and to demonize us is the worst thing that you can do. And again, to get back what I said just a moment ago, sure, you can criticize the coverage. You can criticize the coverage in a press conference. You can criticize the coverage in general in an op-ed article that you put in the newspaper or online. But you need to do it in a civil way. We're losing the civil discourse. And what we have is a candidate now who has taken this mean-spirited attack mechanism, and that has become his normal default operation.
I want to get a story of what it's like in the trenches for news. I think Frank Cipolla's book, It Shocked Even Us, which you can get at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, your favorite book.
Well, let me correct you there for a moment. Go to itshockedevenus.com. Itshockedevenus.com. You buy the book there. I'll make sure I inscribe it for you. But that's the best way to get it, not on Amazon.
There you go. Itshockedevenus.com. We'll toss a link up at our website, too, in case you're driving. You don't have to try to have a memory, because you have a memory like me, you probably forgot it already. But we have the link over at our website, so you don't have to worry. ShockedEvenUs.com, and that's the name of Frank's book, Shocked Even Us. Some stories from the trenches, and you get an appreciation of what it's like to be a member of the news media that is honest and upfront, because that's what Frank's reporting has always been. And we appreciate you coming here this morning as well, Frank Cipolla. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me on.